This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. The Federal Reserve changed course today for the first time in 15 months.
Today, we decided to leave our policy interest rate unchanged and to continue to reduce our securities holdings. Looking ahead, nearly all committee participants view it as likely that some further rate increases will be appropriate this year to bring inflation down to 2% over time.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell says two more small increases are expected by the end of the year. Javier David is managing editor at Axios.
I think there's reason to pause. Credit is tightening. People are having a difficult time getting loans.
The move comes after 10 straight hikes to combat inflation. Former President Trump's legal team is now considering its options ahead of his criminal trial. CBS's Catherine Herridge has details.
What's anticipated is that they will move quickly to try and file a motion to dismiss the case based on allegations of prosecutorial misconduct. Special counsel has declined to comment to CBS News about the substance of those allegations.
Trump has pleaded not guilty to all charges of mishandling classified materials. Prosecutors say the weapons specialist working on the movie Rust, where Alec Baldwin shot and killed a cinematographer, was likely hungover on set.
The prosecutors claim Hannah Gutierrez-Reed drank alcohol and smoked marijuana at night during the filming of the movie. They say she was likely hungover when, in October 2021, she loaded a live bullet into the revolver that Baldwin was given. Her attorneys say the involuntary manslaughter charge brought against their client should be dismissed and accuse the prosecutors of resorting to character assassination. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is headed to China now to try to improve relations. Here's CBS's Cammie McCormick.
U.S. officials are not seeking any sort of major breakthrough from this trip, but have been pushing to keep lines of communication open as relations deteriorate. The secretary's last trip to China was postponed due to the Chinese spy balloon incident.
A young schoolteacher who was shot by a student in Virginia is moving on.
The Newport News Virginia school system says Abby Zwerner has resigned as a first grade teacher. The 25-year-old was shot and badly wounded by a 6-year-old student in early January. Her lawyer says that she was fired by school administrators. She had sued the district for $40 million, accusing school officials of gross negligence.
That's CBS's Jim Krasula reporting. Millions of Mormon crickets are creating a nightmare for folks now in northern Nevada.
They're just gross and they poop everywhere.
Experts blame dry weather, but say they should move on in about a week or so. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson and Walks, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
Here's what you need to know in Western Wisconsin. Good afternoon, I'm Jimmy Cuska. An air quality advisory has been issued for all of northwestern and central Wisconsin through noon tomorrow. Wildfire smoke from Canada is pushing down into the upper Midwest, including Wisconsin, with current air quality unhealthy for children and people with certain medical conditions. The state high school baseball championships continue today in Grand Chute. In the Division III semifinals this morning, both St. Croix Falls and Aquinas won 10-0 in six innings. They'll face each other tomorrow at noon for the Division III championship. The Division IV semifinals were last night, with both Ithaca and Pecatonica advancing with one-run wins. The Division II and Division I semifinals are in progress throughout this evening, and their championship games are tomorrow evening as well. And in Sauk County, it's the third day of searching for missing 13-year-old James Yablonski, who was last seen near the Baraboo Bluffs, or about 2 miles from Devil's Lake State Park. The DNR and multiple law enforcement agencies are searching the woods. Anyone with information is asked to call the Sauk County Sheriff's Office. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
More than 7,000 truck accidents happen every year in Wisconsin. These accidents can be devastating, resulting in severe damage and trauma, often more severe than a regular car accident. Gingras Thompson and Walks can help. They'll assist you not only with the driver of the semi, but also the trucking and insurance companies, making sure you receive the compensation you deserve.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson and Walks, GTW Lawyers.com.
go time at Chula Vista. Time for you to discover Wisconsin's most complete resort experience. 200,000 square feet of water park fun. New thrills like zip line racing. 18 holes of classic golf. Wisconsin's number one steakhouse. Hundreds of newly renovated rooms. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Chula Vista Resort is one of the nation's top 10 indoor water parks per USA Today's 2023 Reader's Choice Awards. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
93.5, The Tap.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And it's still being made. The reverberations from the Trump indictment are still being held and felt. I'm going to go into some of the latest developments and give you an opinion on some of the legal issues that are facing Jack Smith. First of all, when Trump left the courthouse, he went to a Cuban restaurant in Little Havana called Versailles. It's a Cuban restaurant, but it's named after Versailles, just outside of Paris, France. It is the signature Cuban restaurant in Little Havana in the Cuban area. And it's the heart of the Miami Cuban exile community. Ostensibly, And by the way, I'm not wishing him happy birthday, but today is his birthday. He's 77 years old. So just on the side, I got to say, what are you doing? Making fun of a guy who's 80 years old and you're 77 years old? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Well, in any event, some of them sang happy birthday. But I want to get under the hood of this thing about why he's doing something like this. What his public statement to him was, I think it's going great. I think it's a rigged deal. We have a rigged country, blah, blah, blah. I'll give you an analogy to O.J. Simpson. I'm going to give you an analogy to a securities fraud suspect some years ago. Both of them were acquitted by doing this. Here's what he's doing. He's trying to poison the jury pool. Now, he already has Eileen Mercedes Cannon as the judge, and she is servile to him. She is the one, as you know, who said in one of her opinions on the issue of whether she could stop the FBI looking and searching his documents, and she did do it for a number of months, which delayed everything and is one reason why this indictment is coming down so late. She was overturned by the 11th Circuit, but it took a while, and they chewed her out. But he wants somebody on that jury to say not guilty, no matter what. And he is hoping, and statistically, it's probably correct, that there will be some people on that jury who are of Cuban descent and no Little Havana and no Versailles. So what he does is by going around and hanging around that community and buttering them up, word gets around, maybe some of the leaders in the community say, well, we're with Trump. What you have is you have a You have an obstruction on the jury. That's what he is doing. Has that ever happened before? Yes, it has. In the O.J. Simpson case, O.J. Simpson murdered two people. He murdered two people. The prosecutor there was an idiot. He could have brought it. The murder, I think, occurred in Beverly Hills, and he could have brought it right there. But no, he decided he's going to be a, quote, good boy, a good guy, look good. Why don't we do it where it'd be real tough to get a conviction? In L.A., he goes into L.A., there's cameras in the courtroom. The jury takes the whole thing took 9 months. The judge was an idiot, Ito. You remember, I think it was on Jay Leno, or maybe it was, I forget who was the talk show host that had the dancing Itos, and everybody trivialized it. And two people who were murdered, this guy, the murderer, was acquitted, and basically sort of getting into the community. Some years ago, and in the last 10 years ago or so, I think, there was a securities fraud case where some people really stole hundreds of millions of dollars from the market by committing securities fraud. And they were criminally charged. They were criminally charged in one of the southern states. I haven't gone back to look at the data on the file on this one, but I remember it quite well. I don't know if it was Mississippi or Alabama. About a month or two before the trial, one of the defendants went down there and just hung out. He went to local churches, African-American churches. He went to barbershops. He went to grocery stores and restaurants and hung out and chatted everybody and all that. And the idea was to get known in the community, to penetrate the community. Now, something like that would not work in Wisconsin. It's not going to work in Milwaukee. It's not going to work in Madison. It's not going to work in Ladysmith. And it's not going to work in Jump River or Hayward or Wisconsin Rapids or Random Lake, to name places where I have relatives, or Monroe. But it can, with marginalized communities who feel insular. And the guy that I'm talking about was the only one acquitted. The only one acquitted in that securities fraud trial. It can work. Jack Smith had to know when he was filed down there that that kind of thing could happen. Not only that, when Eileen Mercedes Cannon was picked, everybody said to me, Matt, there are 23 judges there. That was just a real random shot. Well, no, it wasn't. When you file a federal case, you have an obligation to fill out a sheet, a data sheet on top, the lawyer fills it out. And one of the things they ask about in Florida is what county the crime was committed in. Now, that's a state issue, county. It's a federal court, but Florida is so big, they have so many federal judges that they have in each of these counties. And Jack Smith had to say Palm Beach. There are only four judges in Palm Beach County. And they have a procedure, and he knew this as well as anybody, that they don't just randomly assign it among those four people. They try to balance it by complexity of trial and trial days you're going to have to pick. And there are really only three of them that you could plausibly have assigned it to. There's a 33% chance that she was going to get it. 33% chance. And that's even assuming. Because remember, in the old days, there was a wheel. Talked about a wheel. When I first started practicing law, you spin the wheel and, you know, it's all random. Now the, quote, wheel is computer generated. I'm going to assume that nobody in that office spit her name out. But even if they did it on the up and up, there was one in three. What was he thinking of? Now, when I first thought about it, I thought, you idiot. Why did you do that, Jack? You're a smart guy. Why didn't you file it in Washington, D.C.? And why didn't you file it in New Jersey, where he transferred some of these documents and showed them around? Well, he may be slyer than I think. I'm sure the reason he did it was politically to make it look to the country like everything was on the up and up. He's not afraid of anything. You know, he's bad. He's going to go down there and take care of it. He had to have known that in the Miami Cuban exile community and with this judge, what he was up against. But maybe he wasn't just trying to be a good boy like the idiot out in the O.J. Simpson trial. Because it turns out, as you look at the indictment again, there's no charge in there of actual dissemination of these documents. There's a charge. The charges are that he took them, he retained them, and that's a violation of the Espionage Act, and it's true. But the dissemination that you and I know, which goes to motive, was to leave it lying around in a bathroom, in a pool closet, in a shed, in a dressing room over a ballroom, and let it be widely known that they're there. There were two Chinese spies that were detected, got into that place, and one of them is sitting at a dinner with Trump. I'm talking about a Chinese spy, I'm not just talking about a Chinese American. Russians have gotten in there. There's a woman who said that she was a Rothschild heir. She was a Russian agent. She was in there, and she was photographed with him. How many people do you think went through that bathroom, that went through that shed outside the pool, that went through the dressing room? They don't have to steal the documents. All they have to do is photograph. There was a spike in executions, tortures, and deaths of our undercover agents in China and Russia that year. And the CIA sent station memos to all their stations saying, you got to be more careful about protecting identities. That is what's happened. That is dissemination. That's dissemination by just opening the door and yawning and walking away. But in Bedminster, New Jersey, he actually showed the war plans against Iran and a map. That's a felony too. It's called dissemination. It is possible that Jack Smith is evaluating what's going to go on down in Florida, and he also files charges in New Jersey around the Bedminster Golf Club for dissemination, which is a really serious crime. It's bad enough, the Espionage Act, the 20 years. But if you're caught passing it to the Ruskies and the Chaicoms, I'll tell you what, you are toast. Now, the difficulty in proving that he disseminated to the Ruskies and the Chaicoms is because nobody's going to have an audio or a video of him meeting a guy in a raincoat in a phone booth somewhere and passing stuff over. That's not how they do it now. You just say to somebody, boy, there's something in the bathroom we'd really love to see, and walk away. He had Chinese and Russian spies photographed with him at dinner in Mar-a-Lago. And how many housekeepers do you think applied? They have hundreds of housekeeping staff and waiters and that kind of thing. The place was a sieve. He did it. He did it to monetize it. He did it to take revenge on America. And good old Jack Smith. Jack, if you're listening, I know you're not, Jack. Start drafting for New Jersey, Jack, because you have a guy who's going to hang out at Versailles for 6 months every time he's in down there, and you're going to have the Eileen Mercedes Cannon on her knees, servile to El Gordo, El Guapo, kissing the mistletoe on his belt buckle. Stand by, Jack Smith. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA life insurance.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
It is going to be partly cloudy today with more of that smoky haze from those Canadian wildfires. Our high 87 this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy 58. Tomorrow, mostly sunny 83. Friday, 84. Our next chance of rain will come with scattered showers and thundershowers Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 82.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. One of the things that is absolutely contemptible is the way the Republicans in Congress are attacking Jack Smith and his wife and attacking the United States and the whole Department of Justice for this indictment of Donald Trump. You know, it's one thing for somebody to get up on his hind legs at a press conference and go, no, I think Trump's innocent, and, you know, why aren't they going after Hillary and all? Yeah, they all do that kind of stuff. But to actually take steps to injure the Department of Justice and the FBI is contemptible. It's treason. It is treason. Let me give you some of the lowlights of what the Republicans in Congress are doing. Marjorie Taylor Greene is introducing legislation to defund Jack Smith. Defund Jack Smith. Cut off his salary. There was a tactic that was launched in Congress well in the early 20th century, where they took the position that they could pass, they have the power to appropriate, right? Tax, to spend and all that. That they have the power to laser-like focus on one person's salary or one department. And that's been used from time to time during the 20th century. It's fallen into disuse. They've revived it. Now, if she puts in a bill to defund Jack Smith, A, that has to pass the House. And I'll tell you what, if there are any House members who are Republicans who somehow are posing as moderates and want to run statewide or something, a guy, you are toast if you vote for that. But let's say it passes. No Democrat will vote for it. Old Chuck Schumer won't let that see the light of day. Old Chuck Schumer will not let that see the light of day. But they're doing it to put pressure that he's supposed to work for no money. Guy's not a wealthy guy. He's family. Number two, they are now, Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan is attacking Jack Smith's wife. His wife. And Trump is attacking his wife. You know, they did that with the judge in New York in the Bragg case. They try to get to the soft under. That was a mafia tactic, by the way. Organized crime would attack families to terrorize people. They're attacking him and they're attacking her. They're following Trump's lead. Kevin McCarthy is so weak. You know, Marjorie Taylor Greene is sort of like his Eileen Mercedes Cannon, you know, on her knees before El Gordo. So he has to reciprocate a little bit. He has to reciprocate a little bit. So he's saying, well, it might be a good idea to defund Jack Smith. There's also a bill now in to defund the FBI. and the Department of Justice. That presumably won't go anywhere. But word to the handful of people posing as moderate Republicans in the state, if you so much as vote for that, you should leave the state. You're not going statewide. You should leave the state. J.D. Vance in the Senate has said he will block all Department of Justice appointments, all U.S. attorneys, all people in the Department of Justice, the heads of the Civil Rights Division, for instance, and Organized Crime Division, all that. Anybody appointed, he'll block them until they somehow get Jack Smith. That is a betrayal of this country. That is a betrayal of this country. And then Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan is going to issue a subpoena to Jack Smith, force him to come in, he says, explain his reasons for prosecuting Trump and not, Pence and not Biden and not Hillary Clinton and all this. And Kevin McCarthy said he approves of that. That's not going to go anywhere because they tried that with Bragg and they're going to turn it down. They're not going to agree to it. But then it's going to go to the Supreme Court. Six tarantulas, I think, aren't stupid enough to enforce a subpoena like that. But you never know. I got a message for the Republican Party. Why are you doing this? Not because you're good or bad. You're stupid. It doesn't take much in the way of anything between your ears to know you are going out on a limb attacking our own law enforcement. I'm going to go quick to the lines. Jack of Merrimack, my friend, you're first. What's in your mind today, Jack?
Well, first of all, it sounds like MT Green has this defund the police thing down pretty bad. Secondly, there's several editorials that I've read that have pointed out there's a huge difference between what Trump did with these papers and what anybody else has ever done with them in the past. Basically, they all say pretty much the same thing, which is if Trump had said, oh, geez, yeah, you know, I do have these top secret papers, I'm going to give them back to you right away. But instead, he moved papers around. He moved boxes to different locations, out of, one state to another. I mean, the guy clearly trying to avoid any kind of cooperation. There's a term for that. He's definitely guilty of that. And I think that's what he's being charged at, not with actually disseminating or holding these papers, regardless of what he may have actually done with them.
Yeah, well, that's interesting. And here's how I'd respond to that. That is true. Pence and Biden, people leave the office and they have some stuff and they call it on themselves and they get it returned. Hillary Clinton didn't have classified information on her phone, but she had the idea, not her, it was her phone, her private server. That had nothing to do with this. But I know he disseminated them, and they have got to establish that to establish motive. Because even people in the exile community in Miami, if they feel that the Russians and the Chinese got this stuff because of him, that will change some minds. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Do not hang up. Stay on. I'll get you right after the break.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
CBS News Brief. The Fed's holding off on more interest rate hikes for now to gauge how previous hikes have impacted inflation. Javier David is managing editor at Axios.
Seems like the right time to just say, let's take a break, let's see where things stand, and there's nothing preventing them from hiking again when they meet later on.
Former President Trump's taking heat from his 2024 competition over his federal indictment for allegedly mishandling classified documents. CBS's Aaron Navarro.
his biggest rival in this primary, Governor Ron DeSantis, laid out a plan to end the, quote, weaponization of the Department of Justice yesterday. Nikki Haley, Tim Scott, Mike Pence have all gone further and said this case and the allegations are serious.
Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro says crews will start working round the clock to get I-95 back up in Philly.
The most efficient way to reopen I-95 is to backfill the gap in the roadway and then pave over it.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Walks, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
Here's what you need to know in western Wisconsin. Good afternoon, I'm Jimmy Kuska. It's the third day of searching for a missing boy in Sauk County. 13-year-old James Yablonski has been missing since Monday morning. The Sauk County Sheriff's Office said that the boy took his family's van, which was found along Highway 12 near the Baraboo Bluffs, or about 2 miles from Devil's Lake State Park. Officials said that a handgun was also missing from the family's home. The DNR and multiple law enforcement agencies are searching the woods on the ground and in the air, but said that the terrain has made the search challenging. Anyone with information is asked to call the Sauk County Sheriff's Office. An air quality advisory has been issued for all of northwestern and central Wisconsin through noon tomorrow. Wildfire smoke from Canada is pushing down into the upper Midwest, with current air quality unhealthy for children and people with certain medical conditions. And the state high school baseball championships continue this afternoon. Earlier today, St. Croix Falls and Aquinas both won 10-0 in six innings to advance. They'll face each other in tomorrow's Division III state baseball championship game. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
More than 130,000 car accidents occur in Wisconsin each year. If you're in an accident and experience any injuries or losses caused by another, you may be entitled to compensation. Gingras Thompson & Walks has over 35 years of experience in handling car accident cases. Their team of personal injury attorneys is dedicated to helping you get the justice you deserve.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Walks, GTWLawyers.com.
Hello, Chippewa Valley and 93.5 The Tap listeners. Civic Media is thrilled to be your new neighbor. And to celebrate our arrival, we have an exclusive offer just for you and your local business. Be one of the first 10 callers right now, and you'll receive 1 month of free advertising. That's right, 1 month of free advertising. This incredible offer ends June 30th. Boost your business and secure your free month of advertising right now. Call 608-949-8989. 608-949-8989. Call now. The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
93.5 The Tap. This is 93.5
The Tap. Live or whenever you want, from anywhere, for free. Listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. Listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Right to the lines. Steve in Milwaukee, my friend. You're first. What's on your mind today, Steve?
Hey, Matt, with regards to Cannon, I think you should, I prefer you use El Gordo versus Guapo, you know, Trump loving his burgers and throwing ketchup all over the place.
Right. El Guapo is the handsome
Eugene,
one.
Eugene Carroll got her case was amended, so she could go back after him.
Right.
I still wish that Jack Smith would just go, and I wonder how long it's going to take for him to get him for the January 6th.
Right. Well, that one is still pending, and that one would be in Washington, D.C. And just a little bit of inside scoop, two two fake electors from, I think it was Nevada, were dragged to Washington, just testified. They're very much on that. They're very much on that. I want to see those fake electors, Steve. I want to see them prosecuted. What they did was a fraud, and they should be prosecuted in all these states. But you're right. We'll call him El Gordo from now on, not El Guapo. And excellent call, as always. Thanks. Gina Beauclair, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind? Hey, Gene.
Oh, hi, Matt. Thanks for the great show and all your really wonderful callers. You know, Trump committed serious crimes. Let's get with the program. You know, serious crimes against the United States of America. He blatantly broke the law, national security at risk, and, you know, the safety and security of our country. And, you know, when they go to the reasons of why did he do this? You know, remember, he somewhat, and I don't know what people call it, but extortion in a sense of not giving Ukraine that money that was allocated for them unless
right.
he brought up things about Biden. Now, this guy has a history. Remember Pecker? When people
yeah.
were running against him, they had to be good, or Pecker would release all this information. That's a power thing. That's used to blackmail people. That's used to get people to do what they want them to do. And I really wonder how many things he has on different people that are close to him, you know, that are still kissing his feet. But I really encourage everybody to read that document. This is so serious of the dangers he has put us in, and just handling those documents casually. This is not anything compared to Biden or Clinton. This is real bad stuff. And I just want to quick give a site where people like me who sometimes can't find things, there's a place called Lawfare, Lawfare blog.com. And if you go down the front page, there's a place that has documents. And it says Donald Trump, Mar-a-Lago indictment unsealed. You can read the entire, and it goes to the government website. So you can read the entire document. Look for yourself. Go through this. See the agencies that protect us in our country, that this guy is
right.
at risk. And all
right.
of this. Thank you, Matt. I didn't mean to go on and on. But
no, thank you. Yeah, thank you so much. And I'm going to respond to that in a second. We're going to go to two more callers now, though, in order. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. You're first. What's in your mind, eh, Bill?
Well, you know, this is going to be really interesting coming on.
Yeah, I think I just lost you, Bill. Can you hear me? Okay, if you can't, call back and we will put you on. Then we have one other caller. Let's see, one other caller, and Bill will be getting back on. Let's see. CJ the good one. CJ the good one. It's very thanks a lot, CJ. What's in your mind today?
Good afternoon, Matt. I just want to point something out. I can't remember the senator's name that flew over to Russia to hand over documents in 2016 or 2017 to Putin's entourage.
Ron Johnson.
But
Ron Johnson, yeah.
Yeah, it was him or another one. I can't remember. I want to say Rand Paul, but I might not be. But anyway, what I got at is being in the intelligence theater for over 12 years, something popped into my email about Cosmos 2558 with the NRO payload in February of 2002 was our satellite launched by SpaceX. It was an Intel satellite, or a reconnaissance satellite, pretty much. And on August 1st, that same year, Russia launched Cosmos 2558. And 2558 landed 0.04 tenths of 1 degree out of orbit of the NRO 87, our satellite, which is called USA 326. And if I adjusted my scope on my long-range rifle that a competition shoot with, I'm off the target by almost 8 inches at 800 yards. And to get a satellite within four-tenths of 1 degree at 22 miles up, there is no way you can calculate the numbers or crunch the numbers without having the numbers handed over to you. And it takes about 4 years to build, 4 or 5 years to build a satellite. And Cosmos 2558 is a counterintelligence satellite. So it's trailing in the exact same orbit and apparently has jets on it to maneuver and get closer. So that's my most obvious thing, that we were sold out to Russia.
That is a excellent call. That is an excellent call. And this is CJ has a history in that community, that intelligence community. I know that Ron Johnson went over there on 4th of July, I think, to hang out with the Ruskies. I don't know that he brought documents, but if it was another senator, we're going to find out who that was. But more to the point, there was satellite info. There was satellite info in the documents that Trump took to Mar-a-Lago and didn't protect. And people tell me, you know, Republicans will say, well, Matt, what's the motive? You know, he didn't, there's no evidence that he turned them over. Let me tell you something. And I'm going to repeat something I said the other day. In a criminal case, you very frequently don't have a photograph and an audio of the crime in progress. But one of the things that people do will be conceal their identities, or they'll do something that they'll say, hey, it wasn't me. You know, they'll shave off their beard, change their clothes, and get a haircut. That is admissible as circumstantial evidence from which the jury can infer that they did that because they were guilty of the crime itself. In this particular case, Trump will shrug his shoulders and he'll go, hey, no, I didn't. There's no proof that I turned it over to anybody. I didn't turn it over to anybody. Well, putting aside why you took hundreds of documents that were so top secret, that some of them you weren't even charged on because the CIA is afraid they'd have to have them introduced in evidence or blow everything up to smithereens. What the good CJ just pointed out, how did they get our satellite coordinates? How did they get our satellite coordinates? Who's given them these documents? Why is the Republican Party so pro-Putin? Not all of them. Moscow Mitch is not pro-Putin. He went over to Ukraine to stand with Zelensky. So did a couple of other Republican senators. And even Kevin McCarthy went over to stand with Zelensky, assuming that he was sincere. But there are a lot of them that are pro-Putin. They're pro-authoritarian. And they're led by Trump. And in this case, Trump took those documents to monetize them. By that, I mean he either got money. And how did Jared Kushner get $2 billion? You know, $2 billion is a lot of money. For what? And that was after Trump had lost the election. How did he get $2 billion? What other money has Trump gotten? What is he doing in return for that money? You think these guys are philanthropists and they gave it to Kushner because they like him? They knew that Trump on January 20th was out of there. Trump took all these top secret documents. And for the rest of that year, there was such a spike in the capture and execution of our undercover agents that the CIA had to send out a station memo saying, we got to be more careful. Yeah, we got to be more careful. We shouldn't have elected Trump in the first place. Trump has betrayed the country. This motive must come out. It can't just be, oh, he was sloppy with, he wasn't sloppy with documents. He was deliberately sloppy with documents so that our enemies could get him and some of our spies were killed. And what are we going to do at the trial? Is Jack Smith going to say, here's a picture of the guy who was killed. He was killed because Trump turned him in by doing this. That's what he should do. That's the right thing to do. But they're not going to do that and spill the beans on our undercover operations. That's what's going on here, and that's got to be disclosed. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind today, Bill?
You know, what's interesting, they always blame the Democrats. Remember, it was Republicans that started the investigation, Adam and Liz. Remember, it was Republicans that said he was guilty. James Comey, Robert Mueller, I'm trying to think of the other one, even this Ray. These are Republicans, and they say he's guilty. And yet they blame the Democrats. Wait a minute. It's what should be going on now is somebody saying, or I'd like to say to the Republicans, thank you guys who want to clean up your party are so ashamed of having this guy in politics. You know, when he came into politics, a lot of people said, well, they tried to get him out right away. Well, of course they did. 26 sexual assaults, 11 bankruptcies. You want this man representing the country? I don't want my grandkids to know what he did. I don't want anybody to know what he did. He had to leave. He was a clear and present danger. I mean, his record speaks for itself. Oh, you just don't like Trump. No, we don't like terrorism. And domestic terrorism from an ex-president is the worst that you could have. Internal terrorism. They're terrorists. Ron Johnson, if I were him, I'd get a long ride to Moscow and might not come back. Because he knows it's just a matter of time that the clock's ticking. And, hey, Ron, what did you know about those fake electoral votes? He said, well, I was only involved for 3 seconds. Ron, don't insult people's intelligence.
Great call. Great call, Bill. Great call. And there's a lot of Republicans I have a lot of respect for, and Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger are right at the top. There's a lot of other good ones, too. Thanks an awful lot. She's squeezing one more call before the break. Tom of West Allis, my friend. You're next. What's in your mind, Tom?
Hey, man. Real quick, and I apologize if this is brought up already. I just didn't have a chance to listen. Marjorie Taylor Greene did that thing where she went into the sit there and took notes and all of that. Have we spoken about that? And if not, why is no one looking into charging her for what she did? Because we all know that that was completely against the rules.
Right. Tom of West Allis. And by the way, there's more on the line. I'm going to respond to Tom. And then if we go to a break, do not hang up anyone else. I see you. I'm going to take you. But what Tom's referring to is there was that episode where the Democrat Pelosi had the House and they permitted Republicans to come into a secure room on the Intelligence Committee, along with Adam Schiff and the rest of them, and look at certain documents because they wanted to see them. It is against the law to bring a phone, to bring a camera, or to bring audio equipment into that room. It's against the law. You can go in them and see them with your two eyeballs, and that is it. So Matt Gaetz, Marjorie Taylor Greene, and some of the others whipped out phones because they don't search these guys on the way in. And they took pictures. And they shouldn't be prosecuted. But have you noticed nobody has been prosecuting any member of Congress for blowing off subpoenas and all this? They're afraid to. I don't know why. I would, but I don't want to load too much on Jack Smith. But Tom, that's an excellent point. Go to a break. I see you on the lines, the rest of you. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. Back right after the break to the lines.
The ring of fire. The ring of fire. And it burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire. The ring of fire. The ring of fire.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
Hello, Chippewa Valley and 93.5 The Tap listeners. Civic Media is thrilled to be your new neighbor. And to celebrate our arrival, we have an exclusive offer just for you and your local business. Be one of the first 10 callers right now, and you'll receive 1 month of free advertising. That's right. 1 month of free advertising. This incredible offer ends June 30th. Boost your business and secure your free month of advertising right now. Call 608-949-8989. 608-949-8989. Call now. The Todd Albaugh Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment.
We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
It's What's on Tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5 The Tap.
It is going to be partly cloudy today with more of that smoky haze from those Canadian wildfires. Our high 87 this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy 58. Tomorrow, mostly sunny 83. Friday, 84. Next chance of rain will come with scattered showers and thundershowers Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 82.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. I can get to all of you. Do not hang up. We're going to start with Joe of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling, Joe. What's in your mind today?
I'll make it quick, Matt. Great show. I just wanted to respond a bit to the previous caller who was talking about satellites. And I really appreciated that call and all the information that he gave. I think it's important to remember that satellites are the next area where warfare is going to happen. That is where war is going to happen, is through satellites and what they provide. And that's why it's so important for our defense. I wanted to respond to the question that you had of why are the Republicans so pro-Putin? I would remind people that the Washington Post article from back in 2017, in which Kevin McCarthy asked then Speaker Paul Ryan, I think there are two people that Putin pays, Rohrabacher and Trump. And Speaker's response was not, oh, my God, let's call the FBI. His response was instead, shh, keep that in the family. From there we go. Ryan leaves. He leaves Fox and joins Fox News, the board of directors, to, quote, spend more time with his family. He doesn't have any big thing happening in his family, no illness, no death in the family. His kids are older, but he wanted to spend more time in the family. I always thought that was the oddest thing, that a man, young guy, speaker, had run for VP, just suddenly decides to turn his back on the whole thing and walk out the other way. But perhaps the fact that reports of in Trump's own administration, the 17 intel agencies that said, yes, Russia did have a role in the election and, critical. And now here we are where, satellite. Your point is really well taken, Matt. Who gave them the coordinates for the satellite? Who did that? And there are a whole lot of questions that are keep emerging, and this is the start of one of them, and I think it's fascinating. And I'd encourage other people who have a sense of the complexity and thoroughness, as you do from your military service, of what is involved with these classified documents, top secret documents, important documents that keep us safe. So thanks for the show, and I just wanted to respond to those elements. Thank you.
Yeah, that's a great call. And you just reminded me of something, and shame on me for not having remembered it, that the conversation did happen. It happened with Kevin McCarthy. And he was told they're paying two people, Rohrabacher, who then lost his seat. He was a California congressman. And Trump. And Trump, with Manafort running his campaign during the 2016 Republican convention, changed their platform to make it pro-Russia and not pro-Ukraine. Trump is on the take from the Russians. I'll say that again. Trump is on the take from the Russians, and he has been for a long time, because even Eric Trump said they got their funding from Russia, and this is going back 20 years, because American banks won't give money anymore because he stiffs them and he goes bankrupt. Trump is on the take from the Russians. And that was the reason for the stealing of the documents. The Saudis and the Russians right now are in cahoots. Saudi Arabia has even normalized relations with Iran, which has a tremendous hatred of the United States. Trump turned our documents over to them for money. I can't put it any more bluntly. Wisco Paul, my friend, you're next. Thanks for calling us from Monday. Wisco Paul.
Thanks, Matt, for your great show today, and thanks to all your callers. I think some of the Republicans have taken campaign money from the Russians also, and I don't trust Ron Johnson as far as I can throw him, which isn't very far. But thank heavens for Jack Smith. I don't think he has a fear of anybody or anything. and he will get to the bottom of this. I hope it comes quicker, sooner than later, because this is very, very serious. But I think we're in good hands with him. And heaven forbid if he doesn't get to the bottom of it. But I think there's Russian money involved in a lot of things here, and that's the silence. Thanks, Matt. And it's just awesome learning all this stuff.
Thank you, Paul. Excellent call, as always. Mark from the SAC, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind, eh, Mark?
Yeah, thanks, Paul and Bill and Joel. I think what really needs to happen is they need to start going after the January 6th collaborators, which includes a lot of the congressmen that are flapping their mouths right now. But I think the reason they're so emboldened is that we haven't gone after them yet, and we know who was involved. Lauren Boebert was tweeting out the position where Nancy Pelosi was. They're trying to get her killed. We know what the involvement of Marjorie Taylor Greene was in all this. And we know Ron Johnson actually more or less admitted to being, toting fake elector, documentation around and involved in that nationwide conspiracy. And I say conspiracy, not just a scheme. It was a conspiracy because across state lines, it was a well-coordinated effort to try to violate the Constitution and ignore the 14th Amendment, Section 2, which says that we, the electorate, are supposed to choose the electors, not the legislature. I think they're emboldened. Right. They think that they keep flapping their mouths, nobody's going to go after
right.
them. And I think, nope, this is the time you go after them and pin their ears back and lead them away in handcuffs. If you got the goods on them, do it now, because then that'll shut them up.
Good for you. Mark, thanks a lot. Excellent call. I'll leave you with one other thing. This really, really frosts me. Ana Paulina Luna, who's a right-wing nut Republican congresswoman from Florida, has brought a motion to censure Adam Schiff and fine him $16 million. $16 million. They're playing off of when Pelosi imposed fines for people that showed up without masks during the pandemic or tried to run around the metal detector and brought guns on the floor. And that those fines were a month's salary or something, $16 million. And what is his offense? Chairing the Intelligence Committee and looking into Russian interference in the 2016 election. Well, Joe Madison pointed out there was interference. All of our intelligence agencies said it, and the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, run by Republicans at the time, said it. The Republican senators said it at the time. And now they're having to fight in the House to protect Adam Schiff, who's running for the Senate in California. What they're really trying to do is knife him out there because they're afraid of him. But A, it's unconstitutional. There's no authority in the Congress to fine anything. What Nancy did was withhold their pay, and then they can litigate it until they wear a mask or stop bringing a gun onto the floor. But an affirmative fine, she never did, and you can't do it. It violates several sections of the Constitution. But this is the kind of punitive stuff. And the fact is, there are a lot of good Republicans. There really are. I'd like to see him start stepping up. Adam Kinzinger and Liz Cheney stepped up. Mitt Romney voted to convict on two impeachments, but they are very few and far between. Guys, let's see more of you step up. Coming into the show, great show. Great callers, as always. Matt Flynn Direct, back same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for today. Like a rolling stone.
Great show, Matt.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
93.5 The Tap.